Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. How many times have you heard that someone has been called the Shark Whisperer? Plenty of times, I assume, right? I remember back when I was the original Shark Whisperer, and that was about close to 25 years ago. At that point, it was flattered for about 10 seconds. And then I thought, not good, since I was already aware of the Horse Whisperer. Don't get me wrong, I like that guy and felt that he is really up to something, but I felt that if I'm now the Shark Whisperer, when does the Dog Whisperer show up, or the Cat Whisperer, whatever? And with regards to Dog Whisperer, well, it came quite quickly after me. But the good thing for being the Shark Whisperer, at least back when, was that I quote-unquote had TV attention for a few years on shark-human interaction. But once I started to withdraw from TV, I was not unhappy when I was not associated with his name anymore. Since then, plenty of people have been called that. Nowadays, I would consider it an insult if I would be called that again. And it actually happened that they wanted to give me the title again, and I let them know that I do not want to be associated with his name, nor should they actually address me with that in an interview or so. Well, I had to make a point because, seriously, I think it's an insult. Now, why is it an insult nowadays? Well, the name has been associated with quite a few people in the meantime, and the original meaning is completely lost. When I look who is right now called the Shark Whisperer, my hair really actually stands up. The latest one is a woman over in the Bahamas, a shark feeder that uses a chainmail suit. That is even an actual insult to the initial use of the name. A chain mail suit feeder. Someone who has to go underwater wearing a protection suit when feeding Caribbean reef sharks? Come on. But I don't want to rant on chain mail suit wearing feeders here. You know my position on that one. But I want to talk a bit about this name giving issue. Why does one have to be called a whisperer? I know there's a horse whisperer again, a dog whisperer, and so on, but I can understand, of course, that in the pure sense of the word, you could whisper into a horse's ear or a dog's ear for that matter. But picture doing that on a shark, right? Granted, some idiot over in France published a book on sharks and had an arrow pointed to the front of the gill area and labeled it ears. I'm not kidding. I have this book at home. Really, no joke. And he actually called himself a shark expert. If that is not a moron, I don't know. So no, if you like to be a whisperer and actually whisper into a shark's ears, you'd have to go on top of the shark's head. Okay, let's leave this thing. Let's be serious again for a minute. Being called a whisperer seems to be a label for anybody who goes a bit beyond what regular folks would do, right? So I'm sure there's a snake whisperer or a giraffe whisperer or whatever out there. I haven't met them, so I don't really know, but I'm sure they must be out there. And it mustn't be an insult if the person dealing with the particular animal group has a true insight into the mind of the animal, then by all means. But when it comes to sharks, can we actually have some insight? Absolutely, but not when wearing a chainmail suit or free dive with sharks, but still have a harpoon on the body. That just does not work. That doesn't give you an insight. So, well, at least in these two cases, a shark whisperer would be completely misplaced. So let's assume someone has some insight and his or her approach is a pure one. With that, I mean no chainmail suit, no showbiz, no pseudo-concentrating, no sitting in front of an altar and bow to Tiburon, the god of sharks, nothing like that. Whatever gives a bad taste, okay, that must be excluded. So how should we name such a person? Well, nothing. Why do we have to use this cliché? Why do we have to? Why can we just say it's such and such person, that's such and such thing? Why do we have to summarize it and giving the label whisperer? Does this make it easier to categorize the person who carries that name? Well, on TV, I would say yeah. But honestly, do we really need to cater to the TV audience and sell some old cliches? Well, considering the shark is still going strong, one could be led to believe. But honestly, no, It's a big no. Let's get away from this name giving that is not original anymore. Let's bury the Shark Whisperer label, and that's that. Let's start to get original again, and if by doing so, and someone gets a new title, by all means. But we have to go back to being original. I dare to say that there's hardly anybody out there who is really original in shark research nowadays. So many people copy each other, it's not even funny. Just look at all the tagging folks. One slaps a tag on a bull shark, the next one uses a tiger, then another one puts on a white shark, and on and on. I've seen sharks on Tiger Beach with 3 to 4 different tags. I mean, how do you want to justify tagging a shark 3-4 times? But all I can say, I don't know. So, well, bravo, guys. Very original. I don't want to talk about tagging here, you know. Long-time listeners know what my position on this one is as well. I know this sounds a bit frustrated, and yes, it is. I miss the shark people who really go new avenues, dare to go on thin ice, create hypotheses that are hard to prove. But if correct, it would give new exciting insights into the life of sharks, and that is what matters. I guess you know where I want to go with all this. Shark scientists should leave these safe harbors and sail as far out as they can so don't see the shore anymore, and then new avenues can be taken. But as long as no one dares anymore when it comes to sharks, it's just another but the same. With a different species, and Shark Whisperer 257 is produced. All I can say, not my world. I rather create new and daring hypotheses that I know I'm not, may know not be able to prove, especially when it comes to a shark's mind, but I don't care if TV finds it worthy or not to give me a new name. I would do it anyway. Isn't that what science should be all about? Just do it. Just try it. Independently if you succeed or fail. Yeah, exactly. That's what you should be. So let's dare again. Let's leave these rotten paths of doing the same over and over. And if one dares to go a little further, don't be afraid of failing. That is part of science. And if you then end up getting a new title through a TV show, then so be it. At least you create a new title because you created something new. So I hope that I did not break too much glass here, but for all the folks who are still fond of the title giving game, I actually just got a new one as well. Yeah, but no worries. This title is a joke. And it was, of course, directed towards the Shark Whisperer. No, it's not the new wave Shark Whisperer or Vogue Shark Whisperer, but it's called, well, I hope you said, Wizard of Jaws. Funny, right? Anyway, no further comment, and hey, again, it's a joke. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.